Yes, hello.
Hi, sorry about that. Hi, much better. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. And she get like round the clock care. She get 24-hour care.
24-hour care. Wow.
Yes. So I'm going to like try to go out 50 seconds strong. I got to wait for her to get out. And we're supposed to be setting everything up with a counselor in prison. And me was supposed to set everything up so when she come out, it could just kick right back over. But I look like I'm going to have to go out 52nd Street when I get her and set everything back up all over. You know, once I take her the papers that what she was in there for, they go automatically going to reset her over. And she got it, you know what I mean? And she's
right.
Going to be getting like 24-hour home care again.
So I got you. By the way, what's your first name?
Darling.
Darling?
Mm-hmm, Darling.
Darlene? Okay, great to talk to you. Like I said, I'm Josh. So let me ask you a question. First of all, I'm going to try to get you through to Tom, but my first question is, when's the last time that your mom had services?
She had services in the summertime. She got locked up in the summertime.
Summer.
So it ain't been too long. Yeah.
Probably she's still she's still, like, you're not gonna have to go through that whole process again with the assessments and everything, I don't think.
No, I just gotta go out there and let them see her,
right,
and take the papers, and they gonna like ask me what home care that I want, and then they gonna call me and say, okay, it's activated, and then I call the home care and say it's activated,
right,
and
right.
Then I go from there.
So
Yeah,
sorry.
Go ahead.
No, it makes a lot of sense, Arlene. So I have good news. First question is, is the agency providing the aids, or you already have – you're probably one of the caregivers?
No, I'm not one of the caregivers.
Oh, you're not.
I have two caregivers for her that I want them to have.
Just two for the whole 24 hours?
Yeah, you get two, one in the morning and one at night.
Yeah, no, 12, we could do that. So I was going to ask you, so in other words – the one thing I can offer you to keep you not having a headache is, I mean, our agency, we could sign up your caregivers and we can call Keystone and handle all of that for you. Like, it's crazy that you have to be on the phone with Keystone because the agency should be doing that for you.
Well, the agency she was at, I don't want her there no more because that agency, I didn't want her at that agency that she's at. So I'm kind of glad that she did get locked up. Because now I can put her in a better agency.
Right. It gives you I love it. It gives you an opportunity. That's the silver lining. I like your attitude. So I feel like it's almost, I don't know, like amazing that we kind of got hooked up. So you reach we're Family First Agency. I don't know which agency you're with before.
Where y'all located at?
We're located. I mean, I don't think you're going to need to come down. We're located not far from like the Center City area, but Germantown Road.
Germantown, okay, I know where that
is. So I mean, you usually everything's done remotely. I doubt you'll need to come in person, but I could check once in a while that happens. But yeah, we're very accessible from like all the buses.
Yeah, because they're gonna have to come out. They're gonna have to see her. They're gonna have to verify that's her. You know what I mean? All the other stuff. You know what I mean?
Right, that's true. Yeah. But they go all over. I got you, right. I mean, would you be interested? I could just take a little information about your mom, and we can reach out to the caregivers and see if, you know, we can make them happy.
Okay, what's your rate me out?
Oh, the hourly rate.
What's the pay rate?
Yeah. Okay, great. Good. I love. Oh, you're asking the right questions. I love it. You've done this before. So let me just check. So we're talking.
I'm telling you, I had her somewhere.
We're talking 84. We're talking 84 hours a week for each caregiver, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, a week. There's 24. They like 84. Yep, because there's 24 hours. So one get in the morning and one get at night, and then they divide it up.
Right.
I think from 7 in the morning to 11 o'clock, and one start from 11 o'clock to 7 in the morning. That's 84 hours, right?
Right, 84. Exactly. 12 mm-hmm. times. Seven, yeah. So I will tell you, we have to know is like this, that there's an amazing amount of overtime here. You're familiar with overtime's time and a half?
Yeah, I'm familiar with time and a half, overtime.
Overtime's awesome. So you know, I think it's for the, I think I, for this kind of case, it's $12 an hour, but we're talking 18 an hour.
No, they was getting, okay, $18 an hour. That sounds good.
No, you know what I mean? In other words, it's 12 an hour for the first 40 and then 18 an hour for the, can I give you a weekly? Can we talk weekly? Because much easier to talk that way. Because, only because it, you know, it changes so much from 12 to 18. 12 is 40, if you give me a second, is 480. And then
they was giving 14.
Hang on, 44 times $18.
They was giving 14 hours where they was at. I'm gonna let you know what they was getting.
What were they getting? They were getting
$14
an hour?
Yep.
Okay, so 1272 divided by 84. Yeah, so I we could do 15 an hour. Again, it's gonna average out to 15 an hour. You see what I mean?
Yeah, I'm listening. Well, guess what? I got a run real fast, and your name is Josh, and I got this number right here. I'm going to call you back. This your private line?
This is my direct line, yeah.
Okay, well, then I'm going to link you in. I got to call. Her case will go up at the prison, and me and them got to talk.
Thank you, Darlene.
Okay,
that's all I can ask.
$15 an hour. Okay.
Yeah, 15 an hour.
Okay.
I appreciate that. All right.
I'll be getting back to you.
Okay, please do. Thank you so much.
All right.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye.